Welcome to episode number 72 of the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast. I'm Jenna, and I'm here to help motivate you and keep you strong and healthy throughout your postpartum journey. And today we are talking about the dilemma about how to maintain milk supply while trying to lose weight. It's a dilemma for sure, but we're going to be talking all about how you can do it, and you can. Stick with me and you'll learn how. Let's go. Hey friend, welcome to the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast, where you will learn how to strengthen your body after pregnancy and finally get rid of the postpartum pooch in less time. Fitness can fit easily into your busy schedule. There's a simple way to navigate your postpartum journey, and I'm here to teach you how to do it without the chaos, overwhelm, and tears. If you are here for a little sweat, a whole lot of sleep, defined, tight, and toned muscles, and to live your life as a mom to the fullest, then you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Dr. Jenna, but you can call me Jenna, and I'm a physical therapist and a mom of four little girls who has cracked the code on how to strengthen your core postpartum in the easiest way possible without the stress, exhaustion, or struggle. I did it, and now I'm here to help you do the same. It's all about progress, not perfection, and I'm here to help walk you through the journey to feeling strong, confident, and energized. That energy comes from within, not your coffee. Let's roll out your yoga mat and hit the floor, girl. It's time to do this. Did you enter yourself into the giveaway yet? I hope so. All you have to do are four simple steps. Write a review for Apple Podcasts for this podcast. Take a screenshot of it. Send it to me in our Facebook community or a DM on Instagram. And that's it. You're in. Step four, you're in it. So let's see if you win. I hope you win. And what you'll be winning is a $50 Amazon gift card and a free fitness strategy session with me. Can't wait. This is going on for the month of April only, so get your previews in now. So today we are talking about the dilemma, how to maintain your milk supply while trying to lose weight. Well, we're gonna be talking about how to do it. And I know that when I was working out, I was concerned about this for sure. I nursed all my babies, all four of them, and I could see that my milk supply was going down really quickly when I started to lose weight, when I started to exercise more, and I couldn't sacrifice that. Like, I needed to have my milk supply because my goal was to breastfeed my babies all the way up until they were 1 year old. And I did. Actually, my fourth one, I think I had to stop around 11 months, but I was pretty close. So this is a big deal. We don't want to lose our milk supply just for the sake of losing weight or exercising. We need to maintain our milk supply. And if you are a bit concerned about getting started with your first workout, I want you to go back to episode number 5, where I talk about how to start engaging your core postpartum. And these are the 5 things you should know before you get started. So if you are thinking about exercise right now and maintaining milk supply and losing weight, all those things, please go back to episode number 5. You're really gonna love that one. And if you know me well enough, you know that I always say to start with your core exercises before anything else. So definitely check out that episode. But we're gonna be talking about 9 ways today, 9 ways that you can maintain your milk supply while trying to lose the weight. So this is something that you might be thinking about when you're 6 weeks postpartum, maybe you're 6 months postpartum and you're like, okay, I need to do something about my weight. It's been on my body way too long. I need to get rid of this weight now. But how do I do that? Because I'm nursing and this is a priority. So let's start with number 1, stay hydrated. You have to drink plenty of water. This is key. Super simple, super important. Stay hydrated. Drink up to 8 glasses a day if you can. That is the goal. It's proven. It's out there. You just got to do it. Number 2, eat nutrient-dense foods. So focus on nutrient-dense foods such as fruits and vegetables, lean proteins, whole grains, healthy fats like avocados. I'm like really into avocados right now. So just find some of your favorite foods that fit all those categories and avoid, this is number 3, avoid extreme calorie restrictions. You don't want to restrict your diet, okay? So get that dense food in there, the nutrient-dense food, that's number two, and avoid the extreme calorie restrictions, that's number three. While it's natural to want to lose the weight postpartum, right? We all want to lose the weight postpartum because you don't feel normal in your body anymore. This is not you. Your postpartum body does not feel like you, and you just want to go back to you again. You want to go back to your pre-pregnancy body. I get that. But you have to be careful. So don't do extreme calorie restrictions. This is not the time to do that at all, especially while you're breastfeeding. Breastfeeding, like I said, is priority. That's more important than losing the weight. You can lose the weight in the future if you feel like your breast milk is just like too crucial right now. You can't lose the weight right now. That's okay. You can wait till further along postpartum, maybe a year, maybe 2 years, when you're done breastfeeding, to lose the weight. So don't do these extreme calorie restrictions right now. Aim for a gradual, moderate weight loss if you're going to be losing the weight. 1 to 2 pounds per week. That's it. This should not be extreme. Number four, eat regular meals and snacks throughout the day. So you don't want to be doing the intermittent fasting in the morning. You don't want to do any fasting like that. You want to eat consistently throughout the day, consuming regular balanced meals and snacks so that you have energy throughout the day. Because if you're skipping meals, you know that you're just going to binge eat, you know, a couple hours after that. You're going to just eat everything under the sun. You're not even going to be thinking about what's going in your mouth. You're just going to binge eat. So if you consistently eat, you know, your breakfast, lunch, dinner with snacks in between each of those, you're not going to be starving throughout the day, and you're going to be thinking more clearly about what's going in your mouth, what's going on your plate. You're going to make smarter decisions. And this prevents that dip in your blood sugar levels, and this can really affect your milk supply. So just keep that in mind. When your blood sugar levels drop, your milk production drops. Okay? So don't let that drop. Okay? Number five, include galactagogues in your diet. Okay, this is a new word for me. I had to actually look this one up, but galactagogues are foods that are believed to increase your milk supply. Okay, so examples are oats, flaxseed. Some herbal galactagogues include fennel, goat's rue, and alfalfa. Some commonly known foods that have galactagogues in it are garlic, oatmeal, ginger, barley, and almonds, okay? So I am not very familiar with this, but this is something that is extremely popular right now, so try to include those foods in your diet. Another important thing to do to help maintain your milk supply while trying to lose weight, number six, is to monitor your supply. So pay attention to your milk supply and your baby's feeding cues. Get to know your baby and your baby's schedule, and just pay attention if you start to notice a decrease in your milk production, and then reassess your diet and make adjustments. I love journaling anything related to health every morning, maybe midday, and at night. Journal what's working and what's not working. That's going to really help with paying attention to the milk supply fluctuations that you might have. Number seven, consult a lactation consultant or a registered dietitian. This is crucial. If you feel really concerned about your milk supply dropping while you're losing weight, you gotta go to someone who specializes in this. So I'm always advocating towards going to the medical professionals who know everything and everything about milk supply. So just reach out to someone at your hospital. Number eight, another way to maintain your milk supply while you're trying to lose weight is to exercise moderately, not excessively. You don't want to do intense hour-long workouts. You want to start light and slow, moderate if anything, and I would love for you to start with your core. If you don't know how to get started with your core, hop on over to my free training. It's a great training on how to start with your first exercise that should be your core exercise. It's the number one recommended physical therapy exercise for postpartum moms, and I give it to you in my free training. It's 45 minutes, and you're going to learn so much, and you're going to feel so confident when you're done with it. So don't just guess on what to start with your postpartum exercise. Start with your core and start with this exercise. You just go to livecorestrong.com/class, and you will just get it in your email. You'll get that video in your email, and you can start working out today. I can't wait for you to get started with your core. It is going to make you feel so much more confident, but that's a whole nother side note. You know me, I love talking about the core, and I love teaching moms how to strengthen their core in my postpartum abs simplified course. So that's a whole nother thing. All right, let's go into number 9, our last one, on how to maintain your milk supply when trying to lose weight. You want to get adequate rest. And I know that's hard as a new mom. I know, but you have to try and you have to make that a priority in your life. My favorite way to sneaking in more sleep is taking a nap when my baby's napping, but obviously in different rooms. My baby's napping in her room and I'm napping maybe on the couch, and I make this a quick 15-minute cat nap, and it really gives me a boost of energy for the second half of the day. And this is key. So getting the sleep will really help improve your milk supply. All right, let's review the 9 ways to maintain your milk supply while trying to lose weight. Number 1, stay hydrated. Number 2, eat nutrient-dense foods. Number 3, avoid extreme calorie restrictions. Number 4, eat regular meals and snacks. Number 5, include galactic gogs in your diet. Number 6, monitor your supply. Number 7, consult a lactation consultant. 8, exercise moderately. And number 9, get adequate rest. Again, it's so crucial to maintain your milk supply over anything else. So don't try to lose the weight now if you feel like you're at risk of losing your milk supply. But when you are ready to exercise and lose the weight and get rid of the mommy tummy and have strong abs and a strong core, I'd love for you to join me in my postpartum abs simplified program. It is a 10-week program that really hones in on getting that baby weight gone and toning your muscles and your core, because you can get your body back after having a baby. You can be a fit mom, and I'd love to do that with you. And remember to live core strong.
Did you learn something amazing today and feel like your mama friends would learn a lot too? You can have a huge impact on their lives and the lives of so many other moms by subscribing and leaving a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, so the Fit Postpartum Mom message can spread all over the world. New moms don't need to struggle anymore. The answers are all right here waiting for them. So take 30 seconds to share it. Take a screenshot of this podcast, tag me on Instagram, and post it in your stories. But before you go, please head over to Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and leave a 5-star written review so you can help grow the Strong Mom community. I'd love to have you and your mom friends there with me. And as a thank you for being here all the way to the end, I have something special for you. I'm giving you free access to my training on how to safely start postpartum ab exercises in less than 2 minutes a day. Watch right now at livecorestrong.com/class. I can't wait to see you next time on the Fit Postpartum Mom Podcast.